Solving capital gains tax exposure. Capital gains from a business, cottage, second residence, rental property, or non-registered investment are subject to taxation when the property is disposed of. How and when the property is disposed of requires serious consideration, as the tax implications can be enormous. Here are some areas where capital gains tax may develop. If you own a family business, many family businesses have accrued significant capital gains over time, due, of course, to the success of the companies. When sold, a thriving business may incur a taxable disposition subject to high taxable capital gains. If you own non-registered investments, any capital asset held outside of an RSP, whether a stock or investment fund to name only a few, will be taxed on the difference between its fair market value at the time of sale and the cost of the asset. The difference between the purchase price and the sale price will be either a taxable gain or loss. If you own a cottage, when you sell your cottage, or you and your spouse die, capital gains tax will be triggered on the difference between the cost and the fair market value at the time of sale. One primary consideration is how to keep the cottage in the family. Assuming the kids want the cottage, how can the tax problem be handled? What if there are not enough assets in the estate to pay the tax man? If there is insufficient money to pay for the tax bill, it may be that the cottage must be sold. Can a solution cost pennies on the dollar? One solution that can help overcome tax issues and provide enormous estate savings is a permanent life insurance policy. A permanent life insurance solution can create a death benefit that can pay the capital gains tax on the accrued increase in value of a family business, cottage, second residence, or unregistered investment. The most common form of estate policy purchased is a joint last-to-die life insurance contract. These types of policies can insure both spouses' lives, but only pay out on the last death. The cost of the product is often more affordable than an individual policy, since the insurance risk is lessened by insuring two lives. Talk to your advisor before making any financial decision. This publication is for educational purposes only and is a copyright of Advice On Media.